AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Congress has moved forward an aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
The yeas are 316, the nays are 94. The resolution is adopted.
In a rare show of bipartisan cooperation, the House approved a procedural vote to advance the $95 billion foreign aid spending. There were objections from some conservative members, like Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey.
I'm concerned that the Speaker's cut a deal with the Democrats to fund foreign wars rather than to secure our border.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says final votes will be this weekend.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations.
Overseas, Iran says it fired defense systems in several provinces without giving details, suggesting that, yes, Israel did launch a retaliatory strike after Iran's attack last weekend. Here's the AP's John Gambrell.
Iran is not calling this an attack. They're downplaying it. They're trying to make jokes about it on state television today. But it comes after Tehran launched an attack that saw hundreds of drones and missiles launched at Israel.
Former President Donald Trump blasted the prosecution as he arrived at court this morning in his hush money trial. Alternative jurors are being selected. Trump, without evidence, claims prosecutor Alvin Bragg is being aided by the White House.
He's probably not smart enough to represent himself. This guy got elected using Trump, and you're not supposed to do that. Very much like Letitia James.
There's a hearing next week on whether Trump will be held in contempt of court. Tesla's recalling several thousand 2024 Cybertrucks. The accelerator pedal can get stuck. That can cause the vehicle to speed up without warning. The U.S. Department of Education's issued new Title IX regulations. They give federal protection to LGBTQ students. This is AP News. Tomorrow's 420 day, a big holiday for some.
Saturday is April 20th, 420, and people will be gathering at 420 p.m. in legal marijuana states to puff away. The Mile High 420 Festival in Denver typically draws thousands. Seawater Brewing in Atlanta is throwing a 420 music festival this weekend, and Lagunitas Brewing in Petaluma, California releases its Waldo's Special Ale every year. The Waldo's were a group of bell-bottom buddies in Marin County, California, who in the 1970s would get together after classes and football practice at 4:20 p.m. and smoke a joint. I'm Donna Water.
A group representing the chemical industry says it's against the EPA's designation of two forever chemicals as hazardous substances. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.